and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel has ramped up its attacks on Gaza. It says it's targeting Hamas militants, but a lot of civilians are dying. Tanya Hajj Hassan is a pediatric intensive care doctor with Doctors Without Borders in Amman, Jordan. She says life in Gaza under Israeli bombardment is the worst humanitarian crisis she's ever seen.
We have at least 50% of the Gaza population who is homeless. We have at least 30% of Gaza's health facilities that are unusable. We know the schools have been destroyed. We know the ambulances have been destroyed.
A landlord in Illinois charged with fatally stabbing a young Palestinian-American boy and wounding his mother has pleaded not guilty. More from WBBM Radio's Andy Dane.
71-year-old Joseph Chuba was formally indicted last week on charges of murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and hate crime for the October 14th attack that killed 6-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi and sent his 32-year-old mother to the hospital. He's now pleaded not guilty to all charges. Prosecutors have said Chuba targeted the two because of their Muslim faith and was heavily interested in the war between Israel and Hamas.
Jury selection has begun in the trial of a now former police officer involved in the 2020 shooting of Breonna Taylor. Details from CBS's Jim Crisula.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson is facing a federal court trial of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights during the botched 2020 police raid that left her dead. Hankinson fired into Taylor's apartment the night she was killed. He is one of four former officers who were charged by the U.S. Justice Department with violating the civil rights of the unarmed 26-year-old black woman.
The United Auto Workers strike is effectively over. The Big Three have reached tentative deals with the union. CBS's Chris Van Cleef says workers got major concessions.
You know, they had been asking for a 4-day work week and a return of pensions, but they managed a 25% pay raise over the course of 4 years, as well as improvements to retirement and a return of cost of living protections as well.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether public officials can block their critics on social media. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum will be watching.
In both cases, these public officials sometimes use their private Facebook pages to announce matters related to their jobs. The Supreme Court will have to decide whether blocking their critics and deleting their postings amounts to state action and therefore violates the First Amendment rights of local residents.
On Wall Street, it was a very good day Monday. The Dow closed up more than 1.5%. S&P 500 was up almost 1.25%. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll in showers, and pull down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected overnight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 36. Tomorrow, snow likely.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin Monday. October 30th, almost November. Calvin, birthday boy Calvin, is on the board.
It's his birthday. Kevin's birthday. How old are you, Calvin?
I am the big 25.
Oh, my gosh.
Big 25. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
It's very exciting. And Greg Bach is here with me in studio. And Todd Alba is going to be joining us once he finishes. I believe he has a medical appointment.
Oh.
So he will be joining us in just a little bit once he has got that all wrapped up. Lots of things coming up today. We're gonna start with talking about sports.
Whew.
Just to get it out of the way. But next hour at 11 o'clock, Harry Pulliam is with the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. And a listener had actually suggested that we reach out to this organization to talk about the work that they do. And it's really about protecting the environment, and especially related to CAFOs, those big animal operations that are around Wisconsin, and looks like we could be getting more of them as well. So that's coming up at 11 o'clock. He's going to be calling in. I hope you can stick around for that. But first, I thought the one good thing of yesterday's Packer game, Greg Bach.
What's that?
Simone Biles was there.
She's so cool.
That was like...
She just loves life.
She does love life.
Yeah.
And she is married to a Packer. So she was on the sidelines of yesterday's painful loss to the Minnesota Vikings, 24-10. It was not a good game. And it was their fourth loss in a row.
When? I mean, I should have looked this up. I apologize for not knowing this. But when's the last time the I almost said the Brewers. When's the last time the Packers were this bad?
Oh, it's been decades.
Yeah.
It's been decades. And I think that is part of the issue, is that people have forgotten. People have forgotten how terrible the Packers were in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. And the 80s weren't much, but yeah.
It was excruciating. And we just got used to winning all the time.
Yeah. And now we're like the Lions back in the, like, we're like the Lions a year ago, or the Bears, you know, since forever.
Yeah. we're just not used to sucking this badly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and you know, I don't think there's really much anything they can do about it at this point, because it really is such a young team. You're not going to penalize any players, or like, you know, you've got a brand new quarterback. You've got a, I mean, I don't know, Matt LaFleur is his fourth season.
I believe so.
You know, they're in that great term we like to use in the Brewers fandom, rebuilding.
It's a rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
Rebuilding. Yes.
We're going for that first round draft pick.
Okay.
Yep. And we're gonna come back next year stronger.
Well, it's because it sure isn't gonna be this year.
Yeah. No. This is. I mean, they're 2-4. I think they're 2-4. 2-4. So they're just about halfway through the season at this point.
Yeah.
No.
It's not good. And I just don't think unfortunately, it's not going to be getting much better anytime soon. And then, of course, we had the other loss, the Badgers, to Ohio State.
Which was expected.
It was expected. At least they didn't get smoked like they did last year.
Yeah.
That was just in the news that Mike Clemens noted that, what, they lost 52-21.
Oh, that's not good at all.
That's not just good. That was last year.
Yeah.
This year, it wasn't. Again, it was another loss. But too, that was a 24-10 game. Mistakes, though. Lots of mistakes.
That seemed like a game that had a lot of pressure on them. I mean, they're it's the Ohio State, and I just, you know what? Wisconsin's having a rebuilding year.
Lots of rebuilding going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Lots
I mean,
of rebuilding
even,
going
even,
on.
Even our precious Bucks, they not.
Yeah. Well, Todd Alba's on the phone.
Okay.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you so much for joining us. How you doing, my friend?
Well, Jane and Greg and Kelvin, thank you. I don't know. Again, technology has... I'm sitting here in my truck in my optometrist parking lot because, you know, of course, he didn't tell me they were going to dilate my eyes. So I'm sitting here like an old woman with big sunglasses on, not able to drive. I had it all set up to StreamYard into my phone. I can hear you guys, but I don't know. So I'm calling in. So God love you both. I'm here to say hello.
Well, we're so delighted you could join us, and I hope your eyes will be fine. How long is it going to be? Do you have to sit there for an hour until your pupils finally get back to normal so you can drive?
Well, I think this is a good excuse just to call, you know, call the office, the home office here in Madison, and say, you know, I'm here for the afternoon. I can't go anywhere. It's a beautiful sunny day.
You guys hear that over in Madison? Sorry, Todd's calling in blind.
Yeah, he is unavailable.
Well, Greg, most people would say that's my show every day.
Oh, ooh.
Well, I know that I know you're a big Badgers fan, and we were just kicking around. The Badgers lost to Ohio State on Saturday night. It wasn't a complete blowout, but it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds, it seemed like.
Well, I'll tell you why. I was listening to you guys. You know, I you couldn't see me, but I could hear you. And, yeah, it is rebuilding for both teams. But I'll tell you what, after this game on Saturday, and I watched a lot of it, I listened to part of it, of course, on the Civic Media app with Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher, but I'm more encouraged by the Badgers than I am the Packers, because at least with this new guy, Braden Locke, the redshirt freshman transfer from Mississippi State at quarterback, the kid has an arm, and he's football smart. Part of the problem was he was hitting the receivers in the hands. And God love them. I'm sure they're great guys and good players. They're just not, they weren't recruited for this kind of offense. So I think if Braden Locke has some receivers that can catch the ball, if you've got a little bit better offensive line and, you know, a couple of key fumbles by Braylon Allen down the stretch. And of course, one really key bad call by the officials, a non-call against Ohio State, pass interference. All those things line up the other way. I think Wisconsin wins that game. So I saw a lot of potential at Wisconsin, not so much the Packers.
Yeah, again, we were saying the high point of the Packers game is the fact that Simone Biles was there. And from what I've been reading and from what I've been seeing, she was more than accommodating to all of the fans who wanted to take pictures with her, and which I think is wonderful.
What a sweet person.
So that was the high point of that game.
By the way, What the heck's going on in these networks? And I love me some Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift shows up every other camera take is of her. I watch most of the game. I never saw one shot of Simone Biles. What's up with that?
That's an interesting question.
I've got an answer right there. She's not Taylor Swift.
Well,
I mean,
the best gymnast in the world.
I understand that, but they're teaching Taylor Swift in classes around the world, how she's adding to the global economies with her tours and music. I loved Simone Biles, and she's done a lot of great things, but she's not the ratings hike that Taylor Swift is. I just got to, and honestly, if I was Simone Biles, I'd be happy about that. I'd be happy, but I don't want to be that popular. Who wants to be that popular?
Well, I guess you got a point.
Thank you.
Well,
you heard it here, folks. Todd Albo said I had a point.
Well, you have several good points. I just thought it was, would it have killed him to spend 15 seconds and say, hey, here's Simone Biles? Yeah, she's actually in a, she's actually married to the Packer guy, not just a boyfriend.
True. Right. Very true.
Hey, I promise you, if on December 5th, because Simone Biles said that December 5th, she is hoping to meet Taylor Swift at Lambeau Field.
Really? Oh, they're playing.
They're playing.
Well, Taylor's not going to be at the games now because she's going back on tour.
Oh.
So I don't know how long the Eras tour.
No, she'll fly back just for that.
Oh, she likes her boy, Mr. Kelce.
Mr. Kelce. And the final loss we're going to talk about was the Milwaukee Bucks. Damian Lillard, when his first game, racked up 39 points in the team's 118-117 win over the Sixers. And then, unfortunately, they lost on Sunday 127-110 to the Hawks. And what, he racked up?
6 points.
6 points.
6 points. I mean, that's not a... They weren't crushed. That wasn't... They're going to lose games. They're not going to be invincible. And what is what, like the fourth game of the season? Third?
Second.
Second. There's, thank you.
Gentlemen. 80 more to play.
Yep.
So there's a few games to go is what you're saying.
That's it. The Bucks are terrible. Pack it in.
I don't put a lot of stock in anything in the NBA in October, even November. I mean, it all comes down. You'll wait till after Christmas before things really start meaning anything in the NBA, especially with the talent the Bucks have. And to me, the most disturbing thing about the Bucks game was Flava Flav singing the national anthem. Did either one of you see that?
I didn't.
I did not see that.
I saw still shots. Oh, are you okay there, Todd? You okay, Todd?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a big believer that you should show some respect to the national anthem. It shouldn't be a stunt, right? And God love Flava Flav. I guess he's nominated for what, 6 Grammys as a rapper. God love him. That's great. But he does not have the presence nor the voice to. It was a terrible rendition. In fact, I think in our show that we've been doing a new bit called What's Worse. I think we'll do What's Worse today. Roseanne Barr or Flavor Flav singing the national anthem.
Oh, wow. It was that bad?
It was horrendous.
I'm surprised it didn't show up on the news. Like, usually when a celebrity botches it like that, people are like, how dare you?
Right.
Well, and I guess I saw a piece in the morning news this morning. I guess he genuinely was trying and wanted to do a good job.
Yeah.
And God love him for it. But it was like 2.5 minutes. You could tell the players were just like looking around in pain, like, oh, my God, when is this going to be over?
Make it stop.
I mean, the notes were, really, it was painful to watch and listen to. And it reminds me years and years ago when I was, I think, Greg, you were a youth director too, your church.
Yeah.
And I went to a youth director thing one time, and the main pastor speaker said, look, y'all, you've got people singing specials in your church, and there ain't nothing special about them. Knock it off. And I mean, that was last night. There was nothing special about Flava Flav in the national anthem.
Well, it just goes to show that that is a much more difficult song to sing than many people realize.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
You need to have a pretty good range in order to cover that song. So one Flava Flav was apparently enough. All right, we're coming up against a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another loser who just announced over the weekend. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and that. I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.